This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. In preparation for this interview, I did an internet search using the words skin health. There were 710 million results. Various sites talked about younger looking, less wrinkled, clearer, softer, healthier, less dry, vibrant, more beautiful, more flexible, and even more glowing skin. Wow, who doesn't want to have glowing skin? So is the secret for healthy skin contained in a bottle or pill, as many of these internet sites proclaim? Is there a lotion that can transform us from dull to glowing? How do we best protect and nurture the skin we're in? I'm happy to say that on today's broadcast, I've got an expert in this field. Dr. Philip Mills is a dermatologist practicing in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Dr. Mills, welcome to HeartWise.
Thank you.
It's obvious that a whole lot of us want the best skin possible, but the fact that you are in business means many of us are missing the mark for one reason or another. What are some of the things we're doing wrong as we try to care for the skin we're in?
Well, one of the things that we have to remember is that what is good for one part of the body is good for another. And what is bad for one part of the body is probably bad for all. So in other words, if it's bad for your heart, it's probably bad for your skin. There are also some other things that we have to be concerned about. Our heart, for example, only has to contend with the environment inside.
Yes, yes.
But our skin has to contend with the environment inside and outside. And so it is the protection that we have from pathogens floating around all the time.
Yeah.
And it is also the source of beauty.
Yeah.
And so skin is far more important than people think. We tend to take it for granted, but we should not.
Well, let me get right into this internet search that I did. I was finding all kinds of things you apply or you take or you sit under. There are many devices out there. There are many medicines out there. There are many lotions out there that are supposed to give you good skin. Are these things, by and large, safe and effective? Or would you say that many of them, if not most of them, are a waste of money?
Most are a waste of money.
Really?
What you want is to have a moist skin. One of the problems, your skin is much more susceptible to disease when it becomes very, very dry. And as we become increasingly less young,
yes,
our skin tends to lose its moisture protection and typically will become more dry. It also becomes more dry during the winter months. And so we want to protect the moisture on the skin, and that involves getting plenty of water on the inside.
Okay.
And, where necessary, putting on some protection on the outside. Now, one that's over the counter and many patients find helpful is Eucerin or its equivalent, Eucerin cream. Other things that can be done are as simple as Vaseline or Aquaphor. But Eucerin cream is a good sample. And a person who is having some trouble with dry skin, if they can put that on once or twice a day, it can protect that moisture barrier. You want to have a cream, not a lotion. Lotions are more drying, actually, than creams and ointments. But you put that on, it will not moisturize your skin. We call them moisturizers, but they're not. What it does is it keeps your skin from losing its moisture. So other aspects to keep your skin moist would include avoiding really hot showers or baths, and then don't dry completely off in the areas particularly where you have skin dryness. Just pat it dry and then immediately cover it with Eucerin or Vaseline or Aquaphor or some equivalent.
Okay, I'm seeing this. Now, you probably aren't having to deal with this, but many of us are. As we age, like you say, our skin is getting drier. Why is that happening? We are still us. We are still vibrant people. Why is it that as we age, that skin becomes drier? What's using up the moisture?
Well, if you think about it, here's what happens. If you take an original picture,
yes,
and you put it on a photocopy machine, is the photocopy, even of a color copier, is it exactly like the original?
No, it's not.
No.
It's not.
No. And each time you copy the copy, it gets less like the original.
Uh-huh.
Now, your skin is having cells that copy each other, and you have lots of copying going on all the time. Do your cells, when they reproduce, make a perfect copy of their parent cell?
Apparently not.
The answer is no.
All right.
Now, it's much better than a photocopy machine, but it's still every time a cell copies, it introduces an error, some error. And by the time you're 60 years old, you have, on average, 40,000 skin mutations that you did not have when you were born.
Whoa.
So that means that you are, by the age of 60, a walking mutant.
Yes.
Now, that involves all the cells, and that means that the instruction to make the cells are getting less and less accurate. Your skin gets thinner, more fragile, and as we get towards 70, maybe 80, depending, maybe a person is needing to take some aspirin or other blood thinner.
Yeah.
And so the thinner skin, the less fat, the collagen is decreased in it that holds it all together. It becomes fragile, and you begin to get these bruises all over that just seem to appear because somebody looked at me.
Yes.
And that's just the way the body changes. Now, why is that super important to understand? That means that when a person is 9 or 10 years old, and they have a severe sunburn, maybe they've burned their nose, their ears, their back, their chest, their arms, the cells now have had a lot of mutations there because of the ultraviolet, and those mutations are simply going to increase and be copied and increased for the next part of their lives, and it increases by the time, 40, 50, 60, it increases the risk of skin cancers and melanoma. So it is not a trivial thing to have a sunburn when you're young. Did I explain that well?
Yes, you did. And that's the idea of Xeroxing here. This is, this is kind of new for my body to become the mutant that it used to be. Is there anything that we can do to sort of ease that journey? I mean, is there any tweaks we can put on the machine as we make these copies that can help mitigate the problems that are introduced as we go from copy to copy to copy to copy?
Yes, absolutely. It's been shown that the diet that we eat impacts the number of mutations and the speed of mutations that we receive in our skin.
Huh.
So, for example, the person who has lots of tomato paste, just to give one sample that's been carefully studied, has a increased protection over the person who has the typical junk diet. So if you talk to people about how to take care of their hearts, you're also talking about how to take care of the skin. Of course, there is some value to sun, but the problem is improper sun exposure, improper sun protection, and excess exposure.
Now, of course, there are some who would say, lathering on sunblock, we're adding chemicals to our body. Is there any way we can do that naturally? Is there something we can smear on ourselves that may not be made out of something coming from a laboratory that would be good for us, yet not do some damage with us chemically?
Well, let me say a little bit about sunblocks and sunscreens. Most people, they actually are less protected because if they're going to use that as a protection, they don't use enough of it, and they don't put it on repeatedly.
Yeah.
So you need, if you're going to use that as a protection, you need to start at about 15 minutes before sun exposure because it takes about 15 minutes for it to activate, and then it needs to be reapplied every 2 hours. It needs to be in a thick enough amount. The best protection overall is going to be tight weaved clothing.
Oh.
And a hat. Now, if you notice, societies that live in sun-baked areas, such as in Mexico, they have the sombrero.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the value of the sombrero is it has this rim all the way around that protects the ears, it protects the nose, and it protects the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want from a hat, sun protection of your ears, your nose, and your neck. Then you want clothes that will protect your arm, your back, your chest, your legs. And those are your best protections. The sunblock is not as effective. Our problem is that we go out in the sun without clothing sufficiently, and we're swimming, so it washes off the sunblock protection. We have no clothing protection. And so basically we're exposed without significant protection, and that becomes a problem. And it's inconsistent. It's not every day. It's just we'll get a great deal and then nothing.
Okay.
And so that's all problematic.
All right, we're going to take a short break now. When we come back with Dr. Philip Mills talking about skin today, he's a dermatologist practicing in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We're going to talk about the cycles of life, starting from being a child, teenager, young adult, middle age, all the way up to us old folk. What do we need to do in these different cycles of life that can help protect our skin as we go through life? We only have this skin we're in, and that's the suit that we've been given, and we need to protect it. And we can do that with some very simple techniques that Dr. Mills will share with us on our return. So stay right where you are.
Water's great. I will. I'm just making sure I get enough vitamin D.
Vitamin D? We're at a swimming pool, not a drugstore.
I know that. But do you see that big thing up there in the sky?
You mean the hawk?
No, the big bright thing there above the trees.
Nothing up there but the sun.
Exactly.
So what's the sun got to do with vitamin D?
Everything. When the sunshine hits my skin, my body takes those beautiful rays and turns them into vitamin D.
And that's a good thing?
Absolutely. Vitamin D helps my body fight disease and reduces the pain of sore muscles and stiff joints.
You sound like a TV advertisement.
Well, somebody needs to advertise a good thing about sunlight. Most people are afraid of it. They smear sunblock all over their bodies, stay indoors, and treat sunshine like it was poison.
Hey, I don't want to burn.
Scientists say we need to all enjoy up to 30 minutes of direct sunlight each and every day. That will safely provide us with all the vitamin D we need to give our skin a nice, healthy glow.
But what about in the winter when this pool's an ice skating rink?
Then you go to the drugstore and buy some vitamin D pills. But the best way to stay healthy is to sit in the summer sun.
Well, then count me in. I'm going to plop down right here beside you and work on my healthy glow. Are you happy now?
Well, not really.
Why?
You're blocking my sun.
Oh, sorry.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on Earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Dr. Philip Mills. He is a dermatologist practicing in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We're talking about skin care, of course, today, and Dr. Mills says we need to protect ourselves with that hat, with tightly woven clothes when we're out there, and sombreros may not be a bad idea, not only in Mexico, but up anywhere the sun is shining on us. Dr. Mills, the child we have in our house, let's go through a life here, and let's find out some of the major pitfalls and some of the major protections we need to provide for ourselves. As children, what's our major problem?
It's called atopic dermatitis. It's a type of eczema, and often it is associated with allergies. The most common allergy is a milk allergy. And many patients, if they stop using milk, have an improvement of their eczema. Now, my granddaughter has atopic dermatitis, and her mother is, and my daughter is a pediatrician. And in experimenting, they've just discovered that a very hypoallergenic diet has decreased the problem with eczema or atopic dermatitis tremendously. Again, what you have is a problem with dry skin, itchy skin, and atopic dermatitis is often described not as the rash that itches, but the itch that rashes.
Okay, all right.
Hypoallergenic, that's food that is not very commonly found to be cause allergies.
All
now,
right.
As they've tested my granddaughter, they've discovered that she has allergies to many actually common things.
Yes.
So allergies are on the increase. We don't really understand exactly why, but it's probably related to some of our environmental stressors on our skin.
Okay.
And this certainly is impacting the young population. I certainly see lots of atopic dermatitis.
All right. And then the teen years. This is the live forever, nothing is going to bother me years. What do we do there?
That's acne.
Okay.
And, of course, that's a very rare disorder that's seen in only 95% of of teenagers.
Hardly ever see that. Yes,
right. and they think they're the only one,
that's
so
right,
it makes
right.
them very self-conscious.
Yeah.
And it has been found for years. Dermatologists said that it had nothing to do with diet. Of course, that was silly, but we said it anyway. Due to a flawed study done back decades ago, that's since been shown to be false, and your diet does, in fact, have a great deal to do with acne. In one of the largest acne studies, it was shown that a high amount of milk can be associated with acne. We think the reason is because of all the hormones that are put in the cows to help them milk, and perhaps also the antibiotics that are given and the association between these and allergies and other problems. So the first thing that you'd want to do is encourage them not to be using dairy products excessively, and that can be a help. Other things, high fat, high sugar, and the typical fast food, junk food, as well as the high fat in chocolate may have an impact in susceptible individuals.
All right. So you just removed most of the diet of young people today. What should they replace it with? What are some things that are skin healing that teens can be using right about now?
Well, it's actually better during the summer when they're active and outdoors with appropriate clothing, as we said.
Yeah.
One of the problems of sports is if they have chin straps for certain headgear, forehead straps, because that compresses the skin and can also cause increase of acne. However, that wasn't your question. That was just answering the first question. What can they do? You want to use a very gentle soap on your face, Dove, without fragrance. You don't want to scrub. That can actually make it worse. And get a very good diet. Fresh fruits, grains, nuts, vegetables, and plenty of exercise. If that is not sufficient, and in some cases it will not be, then you'll need to see your physician or your friendly dermatologist to have some topical preparations, mostly based on vitamin A and benzoyl peroxide, antibiotic, and if it is really severe, then a oral vitamin A analog, Accutane.
Okay. All right. Then we move up into that wonderful middle age, the working years from like 20 to 60. What do we need to know about those years and our skin?
Of course, this is where you can have problems with changing moles and with melanoma becoming the most rapidly increasing cancer. That always has to be checked. You need to have a monthly skin check. That has been found to save lives. If you also come into those years, there's an increasing number of skin cancers such as basal or squamous cell. And what needs to be done for that is B be aware of any place that just doesn't heal, any red spot that is continuous over a couple months, it needs to be evaluated.
Are there things we can do during those years that are very protective of the skin, or is it just a continuation of what we started as children and as teens?
It would be a continuation.
All right, very good. And that would be diet and watching the milk intake and dairy intake?
Well, that wouldn't be so much of a problem there in your older age, but watching your diet with a good nutritious diet that would include fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, simply prepared, plenty of water. You want to get water on the outside and on the inside.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, then we have those older years. We've touched on this a little bit. What do we seem to be missing most in our older years in skincare?
Well, that's where we begin to get the noticeable wrinkles.
Yes.
And topical vitamin Cs and topical vitamin As can actually be quite helpful here. Age is not something you can stop, but age is something that you can hasten by improper living.
Okay.
And I wouldn't want to minimize the impact on your face of years of happiness. The more concerned and anxious we are, it begins to cause long-term deep wrinkles in our foreheads. These are actually noticeable. So what we want is to have a certain inner joy that molds the outward skin on the face.
Is it because the anxiety and the fear and the guilt that we carry in life causes us to frown, or are those emotions using resources the skin needs to stay healthy?
It's the frowning.
It's the frowning. Okay.
It's the muscles that are just tightened that...
Okay.
You'd like to have relaxed. If you're going to have wrinkles, make them wrinkles from repeated smiles.
Okay, all right. So it sounds like to keep those wrinkles at bay when we get older, we need to have a little more fun. We need to do a little bit more smiling. We need to do a little bit less anxiety during our younger years as well. And Dr. Mills, how do we do that? What have you found works best for you and your patients to bring that happiness and joy and less anxiety into the life during those build up to the older years?
Yeah. You know, I don't know of any better way than daily committing our lives to God and then letting Him work out those details. And instead of us trying to manage our lives, we let God arrange the circumstances. And we know that if it comes from His wisdom, we can trust that all things work together for good.
Wow. That is beautiful. That is fantastic advice from dermatologist Dr. Philip Mills. He practices in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Dr. Mills, thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's always nice to talk to you.
And until next time, listener, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. Philip Mills, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.